teaches you that tasya hrudaye kshanam smrito. Tasya hrudaye, there is exception to this rule. If you don't want to decrease your life, then there is one way. Kshanam smrito, uttam shlok vartaya. Uttam shlok means supreme absolute truth, Krishna. If you discuss the topics of supreme absolute Krishna, then your life doesn't decrease. And it is very correct. We have so many foreign devotees in our temples, so many local devotees. They are very happy. We get up about 4 o'clock in the morning. And since 4 o'clock, the glorification of the Lord and the discussion of the topic of the Lord continues up to 9 o'clock at night. And even then, we are not tired. And our devotees are shining like the sun. You cannot look at the devotees without the sun glowing. Such shining they are. Why? Why? They are not taking any medicine. They don't have any medicine to look good. Their medicine is only one medicine. And that is the supreme medicine. There is no medicine beyond that medicine. And that is the topics of the absolute truth. We day and night, we are discussing the topic regarding Krishna, regarding Ram. And if you do that, I guarantee you that you will be happy in your life on this planet. The first thing we want to be is from all together, we are in the material body as a human being. And because we have a material body, we want to be happy on this planet. And once we are well situated on this planet, then we will see about the spiritual world. The first thing, then you have to be happy here. And there is no way that you can be happy without you come to the spiritual life. Spiritual life is the only solution in the present misdirected civilization. This civilization is completely misdirected. Day before yesterday, we were in India, in Delhi, and we were driving from the highway. And there was a big advertisement there. Big advertisement. And the advertisement said that if you want to be happy, if you are worried, if you have any mental anguish, then drink gold. Gold, you know. The advertisers know that we love gold. We like the color of gold. They know that. So they have used that word. If you are in mental anguish, if you are worried, and if you want to be happy, then drink gold. And gold is there, beer. We are putting the dirty water into our mouth and thinking that we are drinking gold. This is misdirection. They don't tell you to drink beer because they know that no living entity likes that dirty water. This water will be clean. In our house, there are two taps. One tap gives you fresh water and another dish water. Would you go to the dish water to drink? You won't go. You'll go to the fresh water. Only a lunatic person will drink the drink at dish water. So if they tell you to drink the whiskey or beer, you will not like it. So they talk in your own language. They drink gold. Drink gold. You are drinking the urine. And even then, you are drinking the gold. This is misdirected civilization. They will tell you to smoke. They will tell you to drink. They will tell you to go for illicit sex. And they will tell you to gamble. So that your life completely becomes full of sins, full of bad activities. And once you follow the bad activities, then your life completely is destroyed. In India, we have got so many liberties, but even now, the life is very pure. You go to any city, you go to any village, you go to any town, and it's not very easy to get the sex life as we have in the Western world or this world, I don't know. But it is very difficult in India, and if you try, you will be beaten. In West, it is very easy because these sins are increasing with the riches. As the money increases, this simple activity also increase. Unless you save from these activities and you can only save by coming to Krishna. Unless you come to Krishna, your life will not be pure. And unless your life is pure, you will not come to Krishna at all. You will never have that idea that we are going to be here, to go to the temple. It is very, very easy to degrade yourself. You can degrade yourself and you end up in the mental hospitals. I've seen here or in England also, we are coming from London. There are so many people with all the reasons. This is a very nice currency. Pound is a very nice currency in England. Very valuable currency. They are very rich compared to other countries. And even then, they are all lunatics. They end up in the mental hospitals. Why? Because we are missing the knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth. This is the answer. And we don't come to the spiritual side. We are all attracted to the material environment. And that is the reason we are degrading our own human existence. Instead, we should understand what the material life is. We should understand what the spiritual life is and try to abide by the instruction of our own scriptures. And if you can do that, your life will be perfect. I will give you the definition of the material life. We know the material life. On one hand, we have material life. On the other hand, we have a spiritual life. But we don't understand what the material life means. We don't understand what the spiritual life means. Our scripture gives you a very clear idea defining the material life. And it gives you a very clear idea to define the spiritual life. You know our language, isn't it? You know Hindi. Most of you know Hindi. You know Hindi. Do you know Malayalam? No, no. Do you know only English?
Tamil.
Yeah, there must be these vowels and consonants in Tamil. Then you can understand what I am saying. The material life in the scripture is known as Pavarga. And spiritual life is known as Apavarga. Very nice, isn't it? Very easy to understand. If you hear carefully today, you will not forget this for the whole of your lifetime. And not this life, but the great life to come. You will never forget it. It's very nice knowledge. We will see first the material life. It is known as Pavarga. And we have so many consonants here. But we are talking of Pavarga. And in Pavarga, in Pav class, there are five consonants. Pa, 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 and Ma. These are five consonants. And these five consonants give you the five characteristics of the material life. It's very easy to remember. Pa, take Pa, P. First stands for Parishram. Parishram means hard labor. When you accept the body, you have to struggle hard just to survive. You marry, you have family, and it is all struggle just to earn our own bread and have better maybe sometime. It is a hard struggle, and that is the characteristic of our material life. Parishram. We have to work very hard. Not only that, but you have to survive in your own body. And just to be in our body is a hard struggle. Somebody will say that I have plenty of money. I don't know. No, he has to struggle because he has to survive in his own body. This body is not ours. It cannot mix with our soul. Soul and body are completely different. And even then, you have to stay in this body. It is completely foreign element for the soul. It is, it goes very difficult for the soul to be in this body. And just to be in this body alive, we have to struggle day and night. If you close your ears like this, you hear the factory inside. What is going on? So a highly complicated machine we are called carrying. And this is a great struggle. This is also known as the Parishra. Then second character. We go from pa to pa. Pa means home. Because of this hard struggle, the home comes up of our limbs. You know, in India, formerly there were horse carriages. They were running very fast. And because of the running fast, the foam will come out of the mouth. So the same thing happens. We have to struggle so very hard that day and night we are disgusted. Terribly we are completely out of our own existence. And many times, because of this hard labor and the foam coming out of our mouth, we feel like committing suicide. We don't want to be. We don't want to be in this body. Because it is a hard struggle for us. Day and night, it is a hard struggle. In order to avoid this struggle, we have to find out some way. Anyway, we'll see after that. So this is the second character. First stands for Parishram. First stands for home coming out of the mouth. And then we go to the third character. And that is whatever struggle you do in your material life, it burns you. It entangles you. You take up a job somewhere, in some shop or somewhere, and you have to go there at 8 o'clock in the morning. You have to go there at 5 o'clock in the evening. You have to do whatever you want, then you have to do. It's all bandhan. You do certain activity and you are bound to be there. You cannot avoid this entanglement. And by doing the work, you entangle yourself day and night more and more. And because of this entanglement, again and again and again, we have to accept the different forms. And this is the characteristic of the material life. Means vaya. Vaya is vaya. Because we are not in a natural situation in our body, we are always afraid. We are afraid that I will lose my job. We are afraid that Singapore government will kick me out. We are afraid that I may lose my business. We are afraid that I may be sick. We are afraid that sometime I may die. And then the penalty comes. We cannot avoid death. Could you? Is there anybody who can escape death here? Nobody. We have to go. We don't want to die. Nobody likes to die. But we have to go. And because of that, we are always afraid in this material life. Then, the last thing, somebody will get up and tell us that I don't mind Parishram, I don't mind hard labor, I don't mind home, I don't mind entanglement, I don't mind fear also. I'm not afraid. Even then, you cannot continue into this life. The last level is Ma, and Ma stands for Mrityu. God just puts a burden on your life. You say, He says, you living in the I sent you to this pretend world to glorify me. You didn't do it, now you come back. And He says, Mrityu cuts you off. You may have a very nice situation. You may have a nice bungalow, nice house, nice family, nice money, nice country like Singapore. It is beautiful country. I don't know what beautiful it is here, but it is beautiful. But we miss our Lord. We miss the Supreme Absolute Truth. And because we miss Supreme Absolute Truth, we daily miss death. Without Krishna, we are dying daily, not once. And one day comes when we have to leave this body and go away. And if you leave this body in a material consciousness, then you have to accept another body again and again, and it is 80 and 400,000. And again, when you accept the material body, you have to be born, you have to die, you have to get old, and you have to get disease. To escape from death, the same person tries. The intelligent person thinks that this is the problem in front of me, and I must get out of this vicious circle of birth and death. And in order to get out from these miseries, then he or she tries to come to Krishna and take up the spiritual life. And then that is why the life in which there is no parishram, there is no form, there is no bandhan, there is no entanglement, there is no bias, there is no fear, and there is no mrityu. No mrityu. We don't have to face death. We skip on death. We frankly speaking, we wait for death. Because we know that after we leave this body, we are going to go to Krishna. And so we are not afraid. The fear goes away from our life. All anguish goes away from the life. And that is why the spiritual life is known as avavarga. All sane persons should try to take up the spiritual life. And that is avavarga life. Don't fall the prey to avavarga life. If you are only following the material dictates, then you are destroying yourself. If you are following the spiritual dictates, then you are saving yourself. Please, for Krishna's sake, and on all our behalf, I would request you to come to the temple very often, trying to read Srimad Bhagavatam, trying to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and your life will multiply. We all help you to come to the right conclusion. We also have a temple in this Iskon temple. So please try to come there sometime. Have prasadam with us. Nice discoursing. And make your life supply. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Nice. Have you anything to ask? Then I will ask you that before this discussion, I don't like to go to Krishna. Without, we understand this. Thank you. But I want to go to back to my family. I want to be religious. I want to be happy there. I think that my family is safe. These things I do. Why are you there? Can anybody tell me? We try to explain. Since last thousands of years, our gurus, our saints and sages, our mahatma, our scriptures, they are all explaining that please come to God. Without God, the life is hell. And even then we don't agree. And why we don't agree? I will tell you the answer. It's very nice verse in Vedas. Very nice verse. Gives you the answer for this question. He says, Sya Krishna Naam Sarita Isita Pavitya Pitto Patakta Rasanasya Rosikana Hindu Adhara Anudinam Anusaya Trishta Swami Dramat Bhavati Tatya Dhamula Putri. Very nice words. Try to remember the translation. Sya Krishna Naam Sarita Isita Sita Pavitya. Sya means there is. Charit Krishna Naam, the name of Krishna. Charit, the topics of Krishna. There are the names of the Lord. There are different topics of the Lord. And they are like Sita, the sugar candy. You know sugar candy? You taste from any side and it will taste your sweet. But in Tobhakta Rasanasya Rosikano, Rasana means our tongue. we are afflicted by Pitta Tattva, by the agitation of the body, and that is known as jaundice. We are suffering from jaundice, and the person who suffers from jaundice, he doesn't taste sugar candy sweet. It tastes him bitter. Sugar candy is sweet, but because we are suffering from jaundice, it tastes us bitter. And what to do then? But if you continue into Madras with respect, Anudinam, play regularly into Madras, if you practice spiritual method, spiritual prayer, day in and day out, regularly, then slowly your jaundice will decrease, and as your jaundice will decrease, the taste will be sweet, slowly. So if you continue eating sugar candy, sugar cane particularly, your jaundice will decrease, and as the jaundice decreases, to that extent, you will feel the same taste, the sweet taste. Now what is the jaundice? We are suffering from the material misdirection. We are in great illusion. We are completely sleeping while opening our eyes. The things which are not really proper, we are following those things. We don't know that we may be with the family, but family cannot help you. If the death is bound to come, and if the death is coming, they will see that you are dying. And even the nobody can help you. Because you are just part of our Shaktan Gata. You are already gone to the interior, to the car, return to the car. And because of that, nobody can help you. Your family cannot. Draupadi can fly over. And she has to fly alone on the Himalaya. The husband can't do anything. Children can't do anything. Parents cannot do anything. We can go on our own. And this is the greatest thing. We are in. And because we are existing in existence, we are working hard, we are trying to amass wealth, we are trying to work like a donkey, and it will waste the whole life. This is what God is. But instead of this illusion, if you continue to hear the topics of Krishna, then slowly you will develop the taste. And once you develop the taste, then our boys, these are our young boys. Don't you think that these boys can work like you and earn money? Why are they left? They know that material life has no value at all. It may continue for 50, 60 years, but they know that the spiritual values are more important than the material values. Material values degrade yourself. Spiritual values uplift yourself. At the same time, I will tell you one thing. That in our life, we have this body. So we have to be very careful. We have to earn money. We have to run the family. We have to survive. And for that, we have to be materially expert, doing our own duties. But at the same time, we have to be awake to the spiritual values. By doing your material activities, you can very well follow the spiritual life. Get up early in the morning. Try to have mundarti. Try to perform some puja, try to read some scriptures, and then go start your work. As soon as you come back from your work, take shower again, and again continue the spiritual progress. And this is how, with your material duties, you can follow the spiritual progress. This is the life. The other one is the death. So it is up to you whether to take up the life or whether to die. There is some question. Yeah. Sorry. So we have to close it now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah.